Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa pagpasok ng unang araw ng taon, 2020, magiging fully powered na ang gamit ang renewable energy ang Australian Capital Territory o ACT. Dahil dyan, maituturing na ang Canberra bilang pangwalong syudad sa buong mundo na kumukuha ng power supply sa energy source na napapalitan o nare-replenish ng natural, gaya ng solar, wind, geothermal o hydroelectric action. Sa kabila nito, may mga kritiko pa rin nagsasabing kumukuha pa rin ang ACT sa non-renewable grid para bigyan ng ilaw ang mga tahanan sa lugar. Pero giit ng mga advocate, hindi maisasantabi ang nagawa ng Canberra, bagay na pwede ring gawin o tularan ng ibang states para mabawasan ang kanilang carbon emissions. Narito ang report ni Brett Mason, ang chief political correspondent ng SBS News, na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa ilalim ng matinding sikat ng araw, tanaw ni Shane Rattenbury, ang climate change minister ng Australian Capital Territory, ang 7,000 solar panels. Ito ang tumutulong sa Canberra para maipamalas ang hindi pa nagagawa ng ibang state o teritoryo. Ito ay ang gumamit ng power supply mula sa 100% renewable energy.
Well, this Majura solar farm is one of four here in the ACT that are part of powering the ACT to 100% renewable electricity. Going back about 6 or 7 years, the ACT government made the commitment to start moving to this renewable electricity system, and through that we commissioned a series of reverse auctions that were about procuring the power supply we needed to equate to the ACT's annual consumption.
Ang siste, hindi hihigit sa 5% ng power supply ng Canberra ay magmumula sa mismong teritoryo, habang ang iba ay galing sa national electricity market na gumagamit ng non-renewable sources gaya ng coal at gas. Kaya sa bawat hindi malinis o non-renewable kilowatt ng enerhiya na ginagamit ng Canberra, napupunan ito ng katumbas na clean o renewable energy na ibinabalik sa sistema. 21% ng mga kontribusyon o kita mula sa kuryente ay sakop ng National Renewal Target, habang ang natitira ay kusang binabayaran ng ACT. Umaabot ang halaga sa $5.50 sa bawat tahanan kada linggo. Dahil dyan, kwento ni Rattenbury, bumagsak ang carbon emissions ng Canberra ng 40% mula sa pinakamataas na naitalang level noong taong 1990. Ngayon, itinakda na ng batas na maging carbon neutral o ang pagtanggal ng carbon dioxide emissions pagdating o pagsapit ng taong 2045.
I think the national debate is driven a lot by ideology and belief rather than the basic facts. The ACT is proof positive that if you make the political decision and get onto it, you can actually get this done. We now know that renewables are the cheapest new form of power you can build into the system. The ACT has been able to achieve 100% renewable electricity while maintaining some of the lowest electricity prices in the country.
Bagamat mainam para sa bansa, hindi ganun kadali suportahan ang target ng gobyerno ng ACT. Ayon kay Charlie Prell, na mula sa pamilya ng mga nagpapastol ng tupa sa bayan ng Crookwell sa New South Wales, lalo na't malaki ang tinatanggap niya mula sa malalaking kumpanya na nagbabayad ng upa para patakbuhin ang 28 wind turbine sa lupain ng angkan ni Charlie. Alam niyang ang non-renewable source ang may makinang ito, pero walang magawa si Charlie dahil malaking tulong ang nakukuha mula sa upa para maitawid ang mga gastusin tuwing panahon ng matinding tagtuyot sa kanilang farm.
It means the difference between me running a viable farm and me pretty much probably not being a farmer. We went through the millennium drought 2004 roughly to 2009 with no wind turbines, and I had to sell land, I had nobody working for me. My wife and I suffered really serious mental health problems, depression, anxiety. I'm not saying we're not suffering, but we are solid mentally. The two people that work for me are both locals, and they're both ex-shearers, and their mental health is really rock solid because I've guaranteed them that their job is secure through this drought, however long it lasts. The only reason I can do any of or all of that is because I'm getting paid a passive income stream to host these wind turbines. That wind farm income is underpinning my farming operation.
Samantala, nababalot ng kontrobersiya ang malawakang investment sa renewable energy or sa renewable energy kahit pa sa Canberra. Pero para maabot ang target na maging carbon neutral, sinisikap ng gobyerno ng ACT na palitan ang mga sasakyang ginagamit ng mga opisyal, maging ang pampublikong bus at fire engine fleet na mapatakbo gamit ang kuryente sa halip na langis. Para man kay Elizabeth Lee, ang tagapagsalita ng Opposition Environment, ang pagpapalit sa electric vehicles at ang paggamit ng renewable energy sources ay kailangan tutukan para masigurong mapatupad ito ng maayos.
We want to make sure that any transition to 100% renewable and to zero net emissions by 2045 is going to be sustainable. And that means sustainable economically and sustainable socially as well as environmentally.
Ayon kay Charlie Prill, nakasapi rin sa grupong Farmers for Climate Action, ang nagaganap na krisis sa bushfire ay daan para sa pagkakaroon ng pagkakaisa sa pagsagawa ng climate action.
I hope so. I really think we have, because of the impact of the smoke on Sydney. It had to get to be personal for the urban population to realize that this is real. The only thing that's stopping the inevitable transition from fossil fuels to renewables is lack of will, particularly political will. We need to work out how we can make this transition, because the scientists have already told us that we have to make this transition, and other scientists and engineers have told us that it's all possible. All it needs is the will to do it.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.